Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. So far this year, we've been looking at how we approach life and how we might be transformed by the Holy Spirit. We've considered the need for thanksgiving as we look back over the things that God has done. We've also reflected on the importance of forgiveness, for ourselves and for others, so that we can be reconciled to one another and to God. And last week we thought about where our identity comes from. Is it from the labels that the world tries to give us, or from the truth that Christ teaches us? These are all quite positive things for us to be reflecting on, but they're very kind of self-focused, very focused on who we are and what we do. It is important though that we are not just stuck on focusing on ourselves, navel-gazing, so to speak, but that we look up and we look out. So this week we'll be looking upwards and thinking about how we seek God for this year. And then next week we will look outwards as we consider how we are taught to use the gifts God has given us to serve the community around us. But yeah, so we're looking at seeking God, looking up and making sure that we have our focus in the right place. So I'm going to start by reading from Matthew 13, and it's just two verses, 44 to 46. The parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. These are two wonderful parables that speak about the beauty, the incomparable worth of the kingdom of heaven. It's a common phenomenon for new Christians to be filled with fire and passion, wanting to do anything and everything for Christ, because they are overwhelmed by the truth of what Jesus has done for them and for us. You may relate to this as you think back to that moment you put your trust in God. It's a natural and kind of expected response for us to be overcome by just how glorious and generous and great God is, and to be overwhelmed by the extent of his love for us, his love which never fails. Unfortunately, we do often lose this zeal. We lose sight of the wonder and amazement towards God and his kingdom. And this is why it is so important for us to continue to look up and to be awestruck by God, to continue to long for the kingdom of heaven to be a reality in our lives. Jesus spoke these parables as part of a longer discourse about the kingdom of heaven, but these two parables speak particularly about the same key point, about the incomparable worth of the kingdom of heaven. And as we reflect upon this, try to recapture that joy and excitement that you first felt when you understood the love God has for you and what he was willing to do to gain your love in return. So according to Forbes, the richest person in the world at the moment is Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla cars. It is said that his net worth is around $256 billion, which is pretty staggering. I can't even begin to imagine having such vast wealth, but apparently that is the situation for Elon Musk. Now I want you to imagine that Elon Musk sells everything he owns, all his shares, all his properties, everything, to put his money into one thing that had enormous value. And yet even then, the kingdom of heaven far outstrips what he could afford. This is how precious and valuable God's kingdom of glory is. None of us can buy our way into the kingdom, because nothing we own is of comparable worth to the kingdom. Jesus' key message when telling these two short parables is that the worth of the kingdom is far greater than anything else we own. When the man found the treasure in the field, we are told that he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Finding that treasure brought the man such joy, joy so great, that even the prospect of selling everything else he had to gain that treasure could not dampen his joy. But what about us? Are we filled with joy at the knowledge that we have the greatest treasure on earth, that we are a citizen of a kingdom of heaven? We are welcomed into God's kingdom, that incomparably great kingdom, with a free invitation. God says, come, be at peace, and live in my kingdom. There's no entry fee to God's kingdom. However, there is a cost. The cost is that we live according to his kingdom, to the ways he lays down. Because following Jesus means that everything we have is subject to his kingdom, everything we are is guided by his kingdom principles. Do you give everything you are and everything you have joyfully to be used for God, for the realization of his kingdom? Because that's what happens in this parable. The man who finds the field buys it because he has such great joy. He sells everything in his joy. He's not held back going, oh, I don't know if I want to give that. Instead, he chooses to give everything for the sake of gaining the treasure that he found. Are you willing to give everything for the sake of the treasure of the kingdom of God? Instead of the New Year's resolutions, this year I'm going to try each day to remember the incomparable greatness of the kingdom of heaven, because that way I can remember what it is to be a child of God. I can remember how amazingly great that promise is. And then, of course, I want to actually live out, or at least try to live out, what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom. And so that's my aim, my commitment to myself and to God this year, that I want to live according to the kingdom values. So what about you? What is your promise or commitment to God this year? So our first and most important takeaway from these parables is the fact that the kingdom of heaven is so enormously great and has no comparable value other than itself. There is nothing we can give in exchange for the kingdom. However, we also learn from the differences between the two parables. In the first parable, we are told that the treasure was hidden in a field and a man found it. When I picture this, I don't imagine that it was someone with a metal detector who was deliberately going out to seek treasure. Instead, I think Jesus was suggesting that it was just a workman tilling the soil to be ready for the seeding on behalf of the landowner. This was a man who was just going about his day, not realizing that he would be encountering something exciting in unexpected places. What about us? When we go about our day, do we encounter God in unexpected places? We know that God is present in all places and at all times. There is nothing that God cannot touch. There is nowhere that God cannot go. Yet still, when we think of God as being at work, we think of it in places that kind of make sense to us, like a church service or a Christian festival or a conference or something that kind of makes sense as to where we expect God to be. We don't often expect God to be working out his kingdom in the post office or the corner shop or at the hairdressers or the doctors. Yet the parable of the hidden treasure reminds us that we can find God anywhere and everywhere if only we are open to him. The man who found the treasure in the parable seemed to stumble across the treasure by accident. And sometimes we can experience God in ways that feel completely accidental to us, but we're designed by God to allow us to meet him. But we can also try to pay attention and open ourselves up to encountering God in the unexpected places. I want us to try a little exercise. Take a moment to think back to your past week. Pay attention to anything and everything you did. Still your heart, still your mind, and allow the Holy Spirit to show you where He was at work in your past week. Allow Him to show you all the unexpected places that He was in. Where was God at work in your life last week? Might be in the little conversations exchanged between neighbours or friends. Might be in the workplace. Might be during the shopping run. Where was God present and working? Seeing where God has worked in our ordinary lives last week can help us for the second part of this exercise, as you once again still your heart and still your mind and think about your week to come. Consider all the things you have planned, the little daily habits, the chores around the house, the everyday practices. And what about the scheduled events, the one-off things? What have you got planned for this week? And then ask God to open your eyes and reveal to you where He is working in the week to come. Ask Him to show you glimpses of the kingdom of heaven. Let the Holy Spirit reveal how He is working through you to bring His kingdom in your life. If you're finding this exercise helpful, you might want to pause the video and just spend more time seeking God. Because this is a time when you can ask God to reveal Himself to you and how He works in your life. So before we move on, let's just pray. Almighty God, we thank You that You work in our lives, even in the unexpected places, the ordinary places perhaps, or the places we don't expect You to be. And Lord, as we think back to our past week, we thank You for all the times that You have been at work. And we also pray that You will help us to see where You are working in the week to come. Open our eyes, Lord, and give us insight into what You are doing and how You are calling us to get involved. We want to seek You, Lord. Seek You and find You. May that be true for us this week. Amen. So in the first parable, we see how God is present in the unexpected places, and we can find Him when we're not even specifically looking for Him. However, in the second parable, we are told of a pearl merchant whose life is spent searching for precious pearls. And in his seeking, the merchant comes across a pearl of great value. This is not someone stumbling across a great find, but someone who has made it his business to buy and sell pearls. This man has learnt the skill, training, to be able to identify real pearls and their worth easily. Now, I don't know much about what the pearl trade would have been like back in Jesus's day, but I imagine it would have taken quite a lot of practice and experience to gain the skills to make a business out of the pearl trade. And yet that's what the merchant does. The merchant was deliberately seeking pearls to sell on and to find for great cost. Like the merchant was deliberately seeking pearls, so we should be deliberately seeking to see the kingdom of heaven in our lives. We should be seeking to find glimpses of God wherever we can. As mentioned earlier, God can be found anywhere, even if we're not actually looking. But he does also call us to seek him. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." When we seek God, we find him because God wants to be found. He wants to have a relationship with us. If we are truly genuine with trying to get closer to God, he will draw closer to us. Jesus promises us that if we seek him, we will find him. Well, what does it mean for us to seek the Lord? And this will differ slightly between different people, depending on how you most connect to God. But the most important thing is about finding time for God. That might be sitting in quiet for an hour to hear from him. Or it might be going for a walk amongst the world God created and finding God in your surroundings. Perhaps you find you connect with God while doing a mindless task that allows your mind to focus on God. Or maybe a form of creative, expressive art allows you to connect with his voice. It doesn't really matter how you seek God, but only that you make time for him in your life. God wants to communicate with you, not just once in a while, but constantly. Do you want to hear from him? Throughout this week, take time each day to seek God. Ask him to draw closer to you. Choose each day to seek God afresh so that you stay in constant contact with him. Can we commit that this year we will seek God with all our hearts, minds, strength, and soul? God wants to show you the incomparable riches of his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. He wants to invite you to share in his treasures. So open your heart to God. Open him speaking to you in the unexpected places and at the unexpected times. And continue to seek God with all your heart. Walk this year hand in hand with God. And allow him to show you what he has for you this year. So just a moment ago, I mentioned that we all have different ways of connecting with God. And for me, one of the ways I connect to him is through the creative arts, including drama. So to finish, I'm just going to perform a small monologue that links to what we've been reflecting on. I thought that once I had everything I needed, that I would be set for life, that I'd be happy, satisfied. I mean, what more could I need? I had warm clothes, a nice house, good food, and many, many fine possessions. Anything I needed, anything I wanted, I bought. How great does that sound? And yet, somehow it wasn't great. It wasn't enough. It was never enough. I always felt that something was missing, no matter how much I tried to fill it with stuff. There was a hunger in me, not in my stomach, but in my very being, in my soul. I felt like there was something inside me calling out for something, but I didn't know what. Or at least I didn't know until I met Jesus. All he did was call my name and suddenly I felt whole. That emptiness inside of me was being filled. And so I listened as he spoke. And what amazing words he spoke. He told me of a new way of life, no longer having to strive or toil or wait for more, but being united with God, knowing that that is enough. this is what I was looking for. All that time of searching and searching, and I had found the greatest treasure, the precious jewel that I needed. Jesus showed me that everything I had was worthless compared to the riches of knowing him. I didn't have to pay anything to get to know him. And yet it also cost me everything, because Jesus showed me that the way I had been living was unfulfilling. By giving everything to him, my total dedication and love, I would finally, finally know peace. Because in Jesus, I had finally found my purpose, my meaning to my life. I used to think I had everything. Meeting Jesus showed me I had nothing. Jesus showed me a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven, and it is amazing. Nothing else can compete.